square miles. If you break that up into the five communities that are being represented here, it's a little over 5,000 square miles per community, and that's fairly large for communities to get. And I think the main thing again is they're satisfied with that figure, and that's a good figure to come up with.
So it's three down and two to go, with the total land area for the Keewatin, North Baffin, and South Baffin settled. Only the eastern and western parts of the K'tikmeot are left. Kwasa says negotiations on those areas will begin in January. But already the Inuit know they'll end up with more land than the Dene and Métis got in their claim. They own 76,000 square miles. The Inuit have at least 94,000. That number will likely increase before an agreement in principle is signed in March. Raj Alawalia, CBC News, Iqaluit.
Canada Post says it can't improve mail service to the K'tikmeot region until someone formally complains about it. A few weeks ago, people at a K'tikmeot Regional Council meeting complained about the service and suggested the mail delivery contract be given to First Air. NWT Air now flies mail to the K'tikmeot communities. It goes to Spence Bay, Pelly Bay, and Joe Haven twice a week. A spokesman for First Air, John Creighton, says it's up to Canada Post to decide who delivers the mail. But the northern manager for Canada Post says he can't do anything to improve the service until someone lodges an official complaint. Marcel Ochtel says if there is a problem, one solution might be to have both airlines deliver mail to the region. That means mail could go into the area about three times a week.